Obviously, a really gutty performance. I thought a defensive battle between two really good teams until we were able to break free and make some shots there in the last, you know, 5-6 minutes or so. But really proud of how our guys hung in there. Steve fought through his little bang up that he had. But I thought we got great contributions. You know, obviously, Klesman catches fire there late, but Nolan Winter gave us some good minutes. Connor, Blackwell, everybody. Obviously, we get great contributions, and that's what makes this team, you know, really good. So, road wins are hard to get, and you appreciate them when you get them. And happy for this group because they were did a good job of preparation, and they came to play tonight. I can't hear it up here either, so okay. I don't know where this is going. But
obviously, you touched on some of Klesman's shooting in the second half. Right. I don't think you missed a shot, but also made things much tougher for Battle. Just what stood out really on both ends, specifically defensively, though?
Well, I think once we settled in, I think it was like 17-13, maybe at the first media timeout on 13 possessions, and we talked about how that was too many. You know, that's well over one. So we needed to settle in defensively, and I thought, you know, it was that, and, you know, we needed to start making some shots. And other than the little stretch in the second half where I thought we took some tough shots or some bad shots, shot selection was decent, that we got decent looks. But defensively, like I mentioned in this opening statement, you could feel it was just a grinder. It's a typical Big Ten. Baskets are hard to get. Easy baskets are almost impossible. So, I thought he was terrific on Jamison the second half. Even the first half, we lost him in transition once, you know, right in front of our bench because we didn't finish a play in the other end. He got detached once late in the clock, hit a tough one over Tyler. We left him on dribble penetration when we shouldn't have on his one across from us. But then second half, I think he even gets a three off, right? So that's, you know, Max has become, you know, one of the better defenders in our league. And he gets help, too, from John had him for a little bit. And Chucky even had him in some situations.
You said after the Nebraska game that obviously he has a role. And, you know, in Nebraska, it was
who are you
around.
Talking about? Who?
Max.
Yeah, okay.
Max, yeah. It was following around Casey and, you know, just making sure he didn't get any shots off. I guess, you know, was this one of those games that you kind of thought that he was going to come in and potentially get some of those shots for himself?
Max, you talking about? No, I mean, he's opportunistic. I mean, he understands what his role is on this team, and he typically gets assigned one of the better perimeter players. You know, for that situation, you know, having just guarded Tominaga, even though, you know, Battle's 6 inches bigger, it was a similar, you know, similar game plan and similar. It wasn't a complete, there was a lot different from what we had just gone through on Saturday. So I think that maybe helps a little bit, but Jamison's made himself into a really good player and one of the better shooters in the country. So those are always challenges, but they got other guys. I've said before the game, I thought Bruce Thornton is one of the more improved guards in the country. And he showed that tonight, and what they did on the glass, Akpara, he's a force inside. So, you know, like I said, we're just able to buckle down enough defensively in the second half and then make some shots when we need to separate ourselves.
You mentioned getting different contributions from different guys, but do you think this one strength of this team is you don't know maybe on a given night who it's going to be? I mean, because it was Max against Marquette in the first half,
yeah,
and then second half tonight.
Yeah, it is, and I think that's – I just mentioned that to the team in the locker room. Just that's the mark of a really, really good team. When I don't get consumed with having to get one guy going. You know, I run little wrinkles here or there to, you know, maybe get the dust off or get the rust out of somebody. But or if there's a specific matchup, but by and large, it's pretty equal opportunity, and that's the nice thing about having an unselfish team is that, you know, tonight here again we get 14 assists on 27 baskets. So, you know, just take advantage of what's there, be a multidimensional player, share the ball, and as long as Wisconsin is having positive outcomes, that's all they don't care who's the leading scorer. Just want to make sure we're the leading. Have the leading score at the end as a team.
Greg, in this league, the margins are pretty slim. And right. When it's a one-possession game in the last 4-5 minutes or so, what, in your mind, what in your eyes, separates a team in those moments in this league?
Experience. I think it's a big thing. You know, that was, you know, just – and Chris has gone through the same thing with his team, and I think he's got a really good team this year because they went through a lot last year and, you know, had some rough moments, as we did too. and that experience has helped them. They're better this year, and we're better this year based in part because of what we went through and what we gained from last year. And then we use those experiences in a positive way going forward.
What's going on with Steve? And, you know, I guess how much do you feel like that hampered him?
I mean, he got banged up a couple days ago in practice and really didn't know it. I mean, we couldn't find it on film, but I think he's going to be fine. Just give him a little rest here. It'll be good to, you know, he doesn't have to go exceptionally hard tomorrow. It'll be we'll get back late tonight and look at this film and start preparing for Northwestern. But, man, he said he was ready to go, you know, before the game when he came in the locker room, said, I'm going to give it a go. And, you know, I asked him a couple times how he's doing. He was like, okay. You know, I tried to intentionally spell him here or there just to check in on him to see how he was doing. And so let me know if you think it's something that you can't play anymore. But he said, no, coach, I'm going. So
Ohio State's offense for much of the season has gone through Thornton, Battle, Gale. Mm-hmm. Gale's obviously not scored as much recently, but when you've scouted maybe some of those other guys as you prepared for this game, what do you see from the rest of the guys on the court as opposed to those big three, so to speak?
Yeah, I think all those guys have done a good job of filling their roles, you know, and we've saw Evan Mahaffey was obviously in our league last year, saw him at Penn State, and Zed Key is an experienced big guy, and I think Akpara mentioned with the previous question a couple ago about the experience and the experience that he gained last year. You know, obviously you're going to have, you know, like we have guys that lead us most of the time. They're three of Thornton, Gale, and Battle are really that trio is really formidable. It's one of the better trios in our league. So, I think the key is the other guys continue to buy into their roles and continue to do what they do well, and they've done a good job of that.
Greg, you back to Crowell for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he couldn't move as well as he normally does. But what was he able to give you tonight, both productivity on the stat sheet and maybe showing his teammates how important this game was?
Yeah, I think, you know, he gutted through it and was bound and determined to play. But I think you got, again, I use the word experience a lot with this team. You know, they just, here he is, 7-footer, 250. I think Coach Krabanoff called him the big lumberjack. After the game, I mean, it was just he was going to be in there and knock people around until he couldn't. And like I said, I thought it was good for Nolan too to get in there and try to hold his own and learn from older guys as we go through the season. But a credit to Steve to play through it and just get him healthy here quick.
Great.
Greg, you've had a lot of learning moments this year. What do you think you learned about your team tonight when maybe the offense wasn't clicking, but you guys still found a way?
I've always known we've got a gritty, tough group. I mean, I knew that last year. I thought we had some toughness to us, and you could fight your way through. You know, Saturday everybody thought we were the L.A. Lakers offensively. You know, tonight's more of a grinder. This is more typical of what you see in the Big Ten in terms of just two teams guarding really well. And like I said, nothing was easy. I mean, the easiest basket might have been AJ's dunk at the end all night. It was just everything was hard to get, and they did a good job of, you know, playing in the paint and yet not letting shooters get loose. And I thought we did a good job, too, of trying to minimize things at the rim. And but you have to have some grit and some toughness. It isn't going to come easy all the time. Most of the time it's not. So when you have to dig deep, it's good to know that this group has got a lot of grit to them.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.